Once upon a time, there was a mouse deer named Sang Kanchil. One day, Sang Kanchil went for a walk along the bank of a river. He saw a crocodile in the water and said to him,
"Good morning, Mr. Crocodile. I hope you are doing well this morning."
Mr. Crocodile snapped at Sang Kanchil. Luckily, Sang Kanchil was not near him.
"It would be a good morning if I could catch you and have you for my breakfast."
"My dear friend, you are too weak to catch me. You do not know how strong I am."
Mr. Crocodile looked at the little mouse deer and laughed loudly. Has this ever happened to you? Have you ever been unfairly judged just because of the way you look?
"Do not laugh at me. I may be small, but I can show you that I am stronger than you."
Then Sang Kanchil showed him a piece of rope and said,
"I will take one end of this rope, and you take the other end. Then we will pull each other as hard as we can. We will see which one is stronger. If you can pull me in the water, then you can eat me."
"How foolish of you. I will certainly win. Let's get this over with."
Sang Kanchil threw one end of the rope towards Mr. Crocodile, overshooting him by a good distance.
If your strength is as bad as your accuracy, you're as good as lunch.
When Mr. Crocodile was not looking, Sang Kanchil quickly climbed up a tree and tied his end of the rope to a big branch at the top. Then he came down and sat behind the tree.
"I can practically taste the fool now."
Mr. Crocodile now held his end of the rope. He thought that Sang Kanchil was holding the other end. He did not know that Sang Kanchil was just sitting behind the tree.
"Are you ready, Mr. Crocodile?"
"Oh, yes."
Let's count down to the match together. On three, pull. Are you ready? Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Peanuts, get your peanuts.
Mr. Crocodile pulled as hard as he could. The tree bent a little towards the river. Mr. Crocodile was struggling, so he stopped to take a breath. At once, the tree bent back and became straight again. As it did so, the rope pulled Mr. Crocodile. He became afraid and began to think that Sang Kanchil was pulling him out of the river. So, Mr. Crocodile pulled again very, very hard. Again, the tree bent a little. Mr. Crocodile was very tired. He stopped to take a breath once more, and the tree bent back again. Mr. Crocodile thought Sang Kanchil was really going to pull him out of the water this time. Sang Kanchil saw that Mr. Crocodile was afraid. He shouted to him,
"You look tired, Mr. Crocodile. Do you want to rest?"
Mr. Crocodile agreed and gladly let go of the rope. Sang Kanchil ran happily along the bank. He did not look tired at all. He said to Mr. Crocodile,
"Did you like the pull, Mr. Crocodile? It was a good pull. You pulled very well, but I am sure that next time I shall put you out in the river."
Mr. Crocodile looked at Sang Kanchil. He saw that Sang Kanchil did not look tired at all. He was afraid that if he tried again, Sang Kanchil would win.
"Sang Kanchil is small, but he must be very, very strong,"
thought Mr. Crocodile to himself.
No, Sang Kanchil. I cannot pull anymore. You are stronger than I am. You win."
And Mr. Crocodile slowly swam away down the river.